tuft of cotton onto the kitchen door.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of wild. You also mentioned Gullah and Geechee. Is there a difference between the two, as far as you know?
I am really not sure. I talked to someone one time who said that Gullah, of course, is the language of the Low Countries. I think the Isogloss is supposed to be the Cooper River that runs through Charleston and the Savannah River that separates Georgia and South Carolina. But then one linguist I talked to who had studied with a linguist who had studied regional dialects of this area said that Geechee was generally considered to be a sub-dialect of Gullah. Hmm. In other words, that Gullah was the dialect and Geechee just had local variations.
Hmm. Who was that? Do you remember?
Yes, I sure do. It was Dr. Stevenson at the University of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then I think that the linguist about whom he was speaking, about having studied the regional dialects, was Dr. Jane Appleby, mm-hmm. who was also in the linguistic department up there.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because I should probably get a hold of them. I should probably talk to them.
I think so, particularly Dr. Appleby.
Yeah.
But she, I think, has done quite a bit of research in that area.
Well, have you always lived in the city, or did you live? You've got a farm now.
I know. Yeah.
Did your family ever live on a farm, or where does your family live? I don't even.
Well, right now we don't live where we grew up. That we, you might say, we sold off the family manse.
Where was that?
But I was raised on the corner of Highland and Hillcrest here in Augusta. That my father was in the brick business, and so he built a home. I think he started building in 1937 because they originally, I think, lived after they were married on Glen Avenue, I'm not sure. And my older sister says she can remember them actually building the house on the corner of Highland and Hillcrest.
Hmm.
In those days, there was very little up there but sand and some pine trees, and fortunately, a few oaks on the property that we got. And of course, I live there. I consider that my home pretty much all of my life. That, of course, I moved away from there in 1954, and I never really moved back in permanently. I did stay there when I was going back to the when I went to the Augusta College in 1958 and 59. Then I went to the Army, and then left the Army and went to Georgia Tech for a while, and then decided I was not an engineer.
Couldn't do what your father wanted you to do.
No, And so I came back to Augusta and moved back in with my family. And I would move out, move back, you know.
Yeah.
But I always considered it my home until my father died in 1968. Mm. And then Mother felt that she couldn't or wouldn't want to keep the house by itself, mm-hmm. and so she sold it.
Mm-hmm. Where is
she sold it, as a matter of fact, to a couple, the wife of which thinks that she is the court lord of Augusta and turns out drivel for the Augusta newspapers. I really shouldn't say that she had one thing, some article was written about her in one of the papers, saying that so-and-so and so-and-so, I don't want to mention a name, although if anyone was interested, of course, they could look it up. But Miss so-and-so and so-and-so, the Port Lord of Augusta, had these words to say about the creation of poetry, and they quoted her, said that writing poetry is just scratching the surface, but writing prose is really like digging a ditch, you know? Like, wow, yeah, that's our Port Laureate, you know, that somehow suits Augusta, you know?
I could get another glass of wine. How are you on that beer there?
Fine, right now.
Okay, now we have to